Blog Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining me today. I am your host, Stephanie Brayman, and welcome to my monthly show, Healthy Habits. I am a fitness motivator and wellness coach here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and have my own business called Shape and Shred at Just Fit Training Studios. We specialize in small group training, personal training, group fitness classes, and 21-day health and fitness support and accountability groups. I also mentor entrepreneurs who have a passion for wanting to help others and who would like to start their own health and fitness business. So today my question for you is strength training part of your fitness routine? And if the answer is no, then why not? I can tell you from my own personal experience that I used to be the queen of cardio at the gym. And the idea of lifting weights was extremely intimidating for me, especially when I was at the gym. You know, I was not sure what I should be doing, if I had correct form, or I had no idea what weights I should be doing for certain exercises. I literally was that girl that would run over the weight rack when it had cleared out. I would pick up light weights, do some bicep curls, tricep extensions, maybe a few squats, and then I would run back over to my super safe and comfortable elliptical machine for my 30-minute workout. Does that sound familiar? Cardio and aerobic exercise burns calories and strengthens your heart and lungs. But it really is possible to do too much cardio. When you do too much cardio, it can actually put like stress and strain on your body and can also result in muscle wasting or atrophy, which is something that we definitely do not want. The goal is to be strong and have lean muscle mass. So I usually tell my clients that it's important to have a really balanced workout routine that includes strength training, some cardio, core exercises, balance, stretch, and flexibility for the best results. So doing too much of one particular type of exercise will make the body plateau and can make you less likely to achieve the results that you're looking for. And so who wants that, right? We all want results. We're all looking to achieve our best fitness results when we're working out and being healthy. And, you know, there's things that I really love to do. Like I would love to take a cardio class at a gym and do that all the time. I like those kind of classes because they're fun. They're motivating. Usually the music is amazing. You have an instructor and then you're also trying to work at your best because you're trying to keep up with the peers and the people around you. But if I just did cardio classes like that, I would not be able to get to where I want to be with my fitness level. So it's really important that you don't just stick to one certain thing, because it will then make the other areas like my balance and flexibility or my strength may suffer because I'm only doing that certain type of workout. Does that make sense? Okay, so when we talk about strength training, I think there's a general misconception that lifting weights will make you big and bulky. And I'm here to tell you that is simply not true. Lifting weights will, in fact, help you to live in a healthier, strong, and fit body. And who wouldn't like that? I know for me, that really is the goal. So here are some reasons why I highly recommend pumping some iron when you are at the gym or if you're using a home fitness program or you have a routine that you do at home. So one of the main reasons is that it's more effective for fat loss. And that's one of the biggest advantages to weight training is that your body will burn more fat during and even after your workout. When you're lifting heavier weights, you continue to consume additional oxygen, which is known as EPOC, or excess post-oxygen consumption. When your body uses more oxygen, it then requires more calories to burn hours and days, even after you've lifted weights, than if you did not lift weights at all. That's amazing, right? You're going to burn more calories and fat hours and days after that workout. So that's a huge benefit. You can. There's also research to promote or to let you know that you can burn more deep belly fat when you are using weights in your workout than just by doing cardio alone. So when you can burn more belly fat, you will reduce your risk of certain diseases like heart disease, stroke, and heart attacks. So there is a better benefit for a longer, healthier life down the road if you've incorporated that weight training into your routine now. Another reason is to have better bone health. Okay, so as we age, we are all at risk for losing both bone and muscle health. So if you're strength training, this is an excellent way to combat loss of bone mass, decrease risk of osteoporosis, boost bone strength and density. So another great reason for this is that you will actually help to lessen or ease joint pain by having stronger muscles around those joints, because it will help hold the joints in position. So, you know, if you might have some knee pain, there might be a reason for that, that you'll want to strengthen the muscles around that knee so that your joints stay in position and can help to ease some of that pain for you. Another reason is that you will become stronger mentally. And this is one of my number one reasons. And this is what I tell my clients all the time. So when you are strong on the outside, you can also increase your inner strength. So I believe that it's a total package and a win-win that you can really become mentally stronger by being more physically active in exercising and strength training. It really helps you to find that inner strength, and that to me is where that true transformation will actually happen. Strength has an amazing ability to bleed into all areas of your life in the gym and even outside of it. By constantly challenging yourself to do things you never thought were possible, your confidence will also grow. Strength training or lifting weights has a way that empowers you to believe that you are capable of doing more. And I want to use this quick example. Before I strength trained, you know, I feel like I kind of played it safe. You know, I really didn't put myself out there to try to do other things, and I was a little bit scared. But when I started to do things like push-ups on my toes, for example, or lifting heavier weights, or completing a workout circuit that I couldn't do before, again, I started to feel better on the inside. So I use the Spartan Sprint as this example because I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it is one of the races that they do, and it's an obstacle race plus it's 5 miles with like 22 to 30 obstacles. And I'm going to be honest, the obstacles are not easy. They are very challenging. And if you can't make it through the obstacle, you have to do 30 burpees. So there's a lot that goes into this, right? But it's a mental strength that you also need to get through this race. And I have one of my clients who is doing amazing on her journey with her health and fitness, but she's not at her goal yet. So she was really intimidated to sign up for this race, because she didn't want to let our team down and she didn't want to hold anyone back. But the beauty of this race is that it is a team effort, and you are not, at least we don't race competitively. We are there to have fun, to challenge ourselves, and to do things, again, that we didn't think were possible. And you have to stick together. You have to help each other out for this race. And the watching her cross the finish line after doing this race was like one of the best experiences of my life because I saw the pure joy and the feeling of pride and accomplishment she had from making it through the race. Now, was she the best at every obstacle? Did she crush everything that she did? Nope. And guess what? Neither did I. And there were other teammates that missed other obstacles on this race. The goal was not to be the best and to show everybody how great you were. The goal is to be better than you ever thought you could be. And I'm telling you that if I didn't do some of the things I do in my workouts, and if I didn't challenge my clients to do more than they thought they were capable of, they would never have been able to do this race. So it's just a great example of how it really shows that by challenging yourself in your workouts, using strength training, and doing things that are not always in your comfort zone, how you can achieve so much more in your life. And I'm telling you, this was a huge catalyst for her to be able to continue on her health and fitness journey. Now she feels even more excitement and is even more empowered to keep going by doing something she just never dreamed she would ever do. Another reason is you will burn more calories. And who doesn't want to do that? I enjoy eating, so I do want to be able to burn more calories throughout my day. And if you're sitting down listening to this show right now, and if you've incorporated strength training into your fitness routine, you are actually burning calories just sitting here listening to this show. Your muscle mass actually determines your resting metabolic rate, or how many calories you burn just by breathing and living each and every day. The more muscle you have, the more energy your body will expend, so that every little thing you do in your daily routine, like sleeping, watching your favorite TV show, brushing your teeth, you will actually be able to burn calories by doing that. How great is that? So I want to wrap things up by saying that, you know, if you're not sure what to do or where to begin, I am more than happy to help you get started. I recommend maybe going to a personal trainer and working with them to see what weights you should be lifting, especially if you have any injuries or anything that you're concerned about, so that you'll really know what good form is and where you need to kind of start out if you're new to strength training. You really want to make sure that when you're strength training, that you are actually increasing your rates. You don't want to stay the same way again, or you'll plateau. And you also want to either increase your reps and intensity or decrease your rest time so that you can continue to make strides. You can also go to a fitness class that does have strength training in it. But you want to be very careful that it's not a large class where you're going to get lost in the shuffle if you're not sure what you're doing. So when I teach my boot camp classes, they're a mix of core, cardio, and strength. And my class sizes are pretty small. And I can give individualized attention and instructions and correct form during those classes, so that people know exactly what they should be doing. I can also help you to determine what weights you need to be using for certain exercises so that you're not just blindly trying to pick up weights and you're not sure if it's too heavy, too light. Again, if your form is off, we really want to keep you safe and limit your injuries so that you can continue to work out for as long as you can. Getting hurt will definitely slow your progress. And you want to be sure that you know what you're doing. I also do recommend maybe getting a home workout program that will incorporate strength training into that. And what you can do in those home workout videos is there's always a modifier to follow. So if you're not sure, go slow. Work with that modifier, and then you're going to build your strength and endurance, and you're going to get stronger, and you'll be able to progress through the fitness routine. But when you're first starting out, you really want to be careful, and you don't want to go too hard or too heavy and compromise your form. I thank you so much for listening to me today and tuning in. I am here on the third Wednesday of every month at 1:30 p.m., and you can find me on Facebook at SlimWithSteph13 to get even more healthy recipes, fitness tips, and to live your best life ever. Thank you for joining me.